Hachette Audio presents Tombland, written by C.J. Sansom, read by Stephen Crossley.
Author's note. The seismic events of the 1549 English rebellions are surprisingly little known, but Tombland is based on the known evidence, and the huge camp on Mousehold Heath actually existed. Some events, such as those concerning the gentlemen prisoners in Part 6, and one incident that takes place in Chapter 75, may appear too far-fetched to be true, but they actually happened. More detail is given in the historical note. I did well in keeping Ket's camp, and thought nothing but well of Ket. He trusted to see a new day for such as I. Ralph Claxton, Norfolk Parish Clerk, prosecuted for speaking these words, 1550. Prologue, January 1549. I had been in my chambers at Lincoln's Inn when the messenger came from Master Parry, asking me to attend him urgently. I wondered what might be afoot. He was the Lady Elizabeth's controller, head of the financial side of her household, and I had worked under him since I was recommended to Elizabeth by Queen Catherine Parr 2 years before, following King Henry's death. The old king had left a huge income, £3,000 a year, to each of his two daughters, with the intention that they should convert the income into landed property. Lord Protector Somerset had decided to let the Lady Mary have